under which you came up to the Braves in 45. I mean, you said you had been with them in spring training, right?
Yeah, and I went up there for the first 30 days in spring training. Then they left me, cut me down, and sent me back to Indianapolis on option. Mm-hmm. Then at the end of the season, they brought me back again.
I see. And then you went to spring training again in 46 and were cut out to Indianapolis again, right?
That's right.
Okay, fine.
And I played that inner-city series with the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. I played that inner-city series, and right when the season started, they optioned me back to Indianapolis.
Right. You mentioned something about the clubhouse and the Polo Grounds. I'm trying to remember what the story was. You said that you joined the Braves?
Yeah, at the end of the 45 season, I went out to put my uniform on, and while I was putting it on, I thought, I'm in the majors now, and I'm sitting here, and it just seemed like it was it was at Indianapolis yet. Just like, it didn't seem like the major leagues to me. It just seemed like I was still in the minors, but I was in the major league ballpark and put my uniform on in a major league clubhouse.
Right. Do you have any other recollections about those 30 days you spent with the Braves? What kind of a manager was Del Bissonnette?
He was a very strict manager. He was a pusher. You had to play ball for him. His signs were complicated. The first three men in the lineup had a set of signs, the next three men had another set of signs, and the last three men had a set of signs.
Uh-huh. What about Bob Coleman?
Coleman was a nice fellow, but he wasn't too strict. But he was an old-time manager, and he managed like he played, I imagine. That's the way it impressed me.
I see. He felt that you guys are up here, so you might as well play ball.
That's right. And Bissonnette, he was managing us there one day, and Sternwise come down. He lives around there up in Connecticut someplace. I don't know where he lives, but he lives close by there.
Okay, and this was in spring training.
Yeah, and he comes in there. He asked for a tryout, and he was.
Bissonnette was a coach at the time.
Yeah, he was the second baseman for the Yankees, and Bissonnette knowed him but didn't recognize him at the time. He came in there and he had his own uniform on and had his glove and shoes, and he just wanted to work out there, and he says, "Can I have a try?" He's there. He says, "What's your name?" And he gave him some name and told him he's second baseman to him. And then Bissonnette takes him out to second base and shows him how to make the pivot and double play. And we were all laughing. We knew who he was, but Bissonnette didn't know at the time.
Sure.
And then after he's all finished telling him how to make it, he says, "Well, I was taught this way." And he says, "Joe McCarthy told me this, and Joe McCarthy told me that." And he knew who it was, and we got a big kick out of it.
You mentioned, something we didn't discuss, and that is, did you ever get to meet the owners of the Braves personally? Lou Perini?
I never met Lou Perini personally, but
Rugo?
I was in with the Quins. I got to know them pretty good. Gun Quinn and Bob Quinn, Gun Quinn's dad, the old man.
And what kind of man was Bob Quinn, the father?
Well, at that time he didn't have too much. He left his son John do all the business then. He was.
Oh, really?
Gun Quinn was. He signed me up. He was the one who did all the signing. In fact, he's the one who signed me up.
I see. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the story with Ernie Lombardi and Vin Chuk.
Well, there was five of us who called from Indianapolis in 45. We joined them in the Polo Grounds. And Vin Chuk, he was a good first baseman. He didn't make too many errors. Pretty good glove, mate. And we were all buddies because we played together at Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And Ernie Lombardi hit a ball to the third baseman, and he couldn't run. He's such a big, heavy guy, and he run. And his third baseman threw it to Vin Chuk, and he dropped the ball. And we kidded Vin Chuk because the vibration of the ground jarred the ball out of his glove, with Ernie Lombardi running down towards first base.
What was the story involving Hal Schumacher? You told me something about the first day.
That's the first game, too. I came to bat, the bases loaded, and I hit a triple, drove all the runs in, and we won the ball game against Hal Schumacher. Mm-hmm. And I thought it all set for the following year. But when you're a rookie coming up being recalled, if he thought it'd be the make the club the next year, and I was the first one he sent back to Indianapolis the next year.
What were your impressions of Braves Field as a park?
Well, the Braves Field was a nice park, but it was an old park. It was all wooden stands, and everything was wooden. It was an old ballpark. Mm-hmm. But it was well kept up. It was painted, and mm-hmm. nice field.
Good.
Went to spring training with the Dodgers at Bear Mountain. We trained in the West Point Fieldhouse, so that was the year that